Welcome back, DGS and KMOX 306, bottom of the hour. Dave Murray's here. We have some storms coming in later this evening. We'll let you know where they're going to hit, how bad they're going to be. Top of the hour, we have Kurt Barr and Alvin Reed here for the think tank. We'll talk about local and state and big federal issues. Let's do some audio. What do we got?
All right, we'll start with mine. I am obsessed with the fully conscious baby from TikTok. I don't know if you guys have seen the fully conscious baby.
I have.
Just for the listeners who maybe have not seen it, it's basically a young woman asking, I have a question, who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando? And there's a little baby that raises his or her little hand and goes, me. And the internet has decided that this baby has such great fine motor skills, such great speech skills, that he or she is fully conscious, and they have sort of memed the baby, and now the baby is like responding to the mother. So here's a good example of it.
Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
Me. My dearest mother, let us not tarry on this journey, for it will be one of great joy. I must say, I will take much pleasure in accompanying you on this adventure to this hotel in Orlando, distinguished by the seasons of old. We shall embark at the break of dawn, for time's arrow neither stands still nor reverses. It merely marches forward.
And it's really
smart, baby.
Yeah, the baby is very smart, and oftentimes they'll Photoshop like a monocle onto the baby. I mean, this is just my exact sense of humor. Like, this is a bullseye of this was made for me, and I've watched about 400 of these.
This baby has an adult's face, also. Yeah. It's worth saying the baby's got a man's face when he's like me. Well, like that's a grown man.
Moses, you know, Augie passed away a couple years ago. Moses creeps everyone out but Maureen, because he appears to be a human in a dog suit. And so when like a dog comes up and sits and puts his paw on your leg, you're like, oh, buddy, hey there. This is more pedophile kind of like behavior.
Yeah, it feels predatory.
It feels like unwanted touch.
You're like, I wish you wouldn't do that to me because you're a human adult and not a little doggy.
Now, I watched a lot of videos about the fully conscious baby, and one was a nanny.
More than one, huh?
I watched a lot. And one was a nanny saying, look, I know we're all very impressed by the baby, but the baby is much older than you think she is. She had kind of decided
the
that the baby was a girl.
Yeah.
Well, the baby's just wearing a diaper, so it's in like baby uniform. So this baby could be any age.
Right.
But this baby,
I had a baby deliver DoorDash.
Exactly.
Uniform.
Talk about a fully formed baby. That baby was driving.
But this baby reminds me of my niece, baby Darcy, who is over 2 years old now, but still like looks like a baby. Her hair took a long time to like start growing.
Get that going.
Capitalize on the fully conscious baby.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to exploit my niece like that. But
fully conscious Darcy.
But once she explained, like, the baby's hair just hasn't come in yet, and she's just wearing a diaper, but this is probably like at least an 18-month-old baby. I was like, okay, this makes so much sense. Because people think the baby's like a year old and going, me. She puts her little two fingers up and is like, me. It's very cute.
She's like, yo, right here.
I hope the trend continues. Because it's amused me a lot over the past couple of days.
Has two thumbs and wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando. This baby, right? Yeah.
What else we got?
Andrew, you have several pieces of audio. What would you like to play?
Yeah, let's do the German one. Did you guys see this German politician?
No.
So he was caught. You know what? I'll let the video explain what he's doing because you can't really play the audio of what he's actually doing because it's both disgusting and also in German.
A German politician is under fire after he was seen licking public toilets in a series of inappropriate videos.
Okay.
German politician Martin Neumeier allegedly licked the public facilities, claiming it was part of his punishment. It's unclear what the punishment was for and shared no further details. Two other disturbing videos of the politician have since been removed.
Okay, unfortunately, I have seen this guy.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen him licking the toilets.
You've seen him licking the toilets?
It was very upsetting, but he seemed to be having a pretty good time.
He's having
a great
time. It
did not seem like a punishment to him.
So it's a punishment.
Yeah, I think it's like somebody told me I've been a very bad boy. Yeah,
and I just think it's so strange that you would make two decisions, and the first decision is to be a prominent politician in the public eye, and then the second decision is to film yourself for social media licking public
toilets.
There
are jobs you can have and still lick a toilet. But
yes, of course. There are. I mean, you could be a janitor and you get free access to those things all day.
So is he out? I mean...
I don't believe he has been ousted as of yet, but I do believe there is some investigation ongoing into what else he may or may not be doing.
Okay. I mean, it's disgusting and foul, but he's not hurting anyone.
He's not hurting anybody.
Far be it from me to defend the toilet licking guy.
No,
but.
No. And you know, we don't want to shame or whatever, I suppose. But we also, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to shame the guy that's licking the toilet.
Well, you know what
he
I mean.
He feels bad enough already. He's being punished.
It's a valid choice.
I also think that if you're somebody who works with the toilet licking guy, I think maybe you have, like, you know what I mean?
Like some questions.
If you're like his lunch buddy at work and you know, he's like, hey, you want to try a bite of this, the food that I got? And then the video comes out later that he's been like licking public toilets. I think you may be like, you know, I think it's okay to be like, I feel like maybe we should do something about this. Or also it's a judgment thing. Maybe you just don't want to be represented in government by.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And no disrespect if you're a toilet licking person out there and also.
There's
in
no
public
doubt
government.
We have some toilet lickers in DC.
I was just
yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You got 435 of these monkeys.
Yeah, for sure. Someone is like, I got to go to the bathroom again.
All right. What about your next pieces of audio? What would you like to play?
We can play the Super Commute one. I've been really interested in this one for a while. It went viral earlier this year and then kind of died down, and then it kind of has become back in the public eye. This is somebody from the Wall Street Journal, and he's describing something that he says is becoming more and more common, which is the super commute to work.
Come with me as I do my super commute from Ohio to New York. To get to the office on time, I set my alarm in Columbus for 4:15 a.m. and then hustle to the airport for a 6 a.m. flight. If everything goes to plan, I should make it to the office by 9 a.m. I moved out of the city during the pandemic to be closer to family, and when it came time to return to the office in 2022, I didn't quite want to return. There were no good apartments within my budget, and I liked Ohio because it meant walks with my sister and short drives to see my parents. So after doing some math, I thought I could keep my living expenses, super commuting plus an apartment in Ohio, at around $3,200 a month, or about the price of a nice New York studio. I've used points and miles to book flights and hotels, but ultimately ended up going over budget by 15% and relying on the kindness of friends who let me house sit in the city. I've been doing this trip once a week for over a year. I still like living in both places, but I'm not sure how much longer I can keep this up. But for now,
I just made it into our office. It's 9:51.
It's time to start the workday.
I hate this guy.
Don't you just?
I hate him.
Don't you just?
I hate his voice. I hate his energy. I hate his stupid fat face getting on a plane from Ohio to New York.
Super commuting, living in Ohio and working in the office in New York.
Let's make things as difficult as we can so that we can be out of the box and cool.
Yeah. And
just work in Ohio.
It's really, really, and it's stupid on the company's half, in my opinion, because I think if you have a job where you can live in Ohio and still get your job done, which he seems to, and I think if you write for the Wall Street Journal online, you probably do have a job where you don't necessarily have to go into the office, as COVID exposed about a lot of different jobs. But I think it's silly to be like, no, even though you have moved all the way to Ohio and it is not affecting your job at all, you still have to come into the office a certain amount of
days. What do you think about that? Do you think that the whole work from home phenomenon is a flash in the pan, or do you think this is the future?
I think it has to be the future because my brother and his fiance and a lot of their friends out in Los Angeles have work from home type jobs, and they are, I mean, resisting to the point of like strike almost. This whole like going back to work, none of them go back 5 days a week. Some of them go back one or two days a week in the office, and that's mostly just to appease the bosses who, you know, are complaining at them about how they're not in the office enough or whatever. But I think work from home is certainly not going anywhere, even though I think a lot of companies don't
care
for it.
Must be really nice.
Oh, it must be great. It seems great.
I mean, I'm not trying to sound bitter when I'm saying that. I'm really just saying, like, if you are fighting so hard to not go back to the office, it must be incredible to work from home.
Yeah, I mean, hate it.
You think so?
Yeah.
But those times that we have, didn't you do, you
just
did
one.
A one day working from home? That no commute.
I mean, that's
a game
nice.
Changer.
I don't know. I just, in any one place, I get a little nervous.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I'd want to be home all day, then be home all night, then be home all day, then be home all night.
Well, and also this job would be difficult doing that. But if all you're doing is sending emails all day, yeah, I wouldn't want to go into the office either. I can do that from my couch.
To today's point, I might get cabin fever,
too. I mean, if I could leave my home.
Sure, yeah,
if work from home means go to a park and lunch with my friends, then yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, and that's what it means.
Okay, one more piece of audio.
Yes. This is, this is inside the NBA might be going away, and they've been having a lot of fun with it on the show, for fear that it might be. It's the only good sports show left, really, on TV.
Why is it going away?
Because TNT might be losing their rights to the NBA, so there wouldn't necessarily be a reason to keep it on. Although I think they should definitely make an attempt to, because it's the best.
That will be announced on Tuesday, and then on our pregame show Wednesday, we will announce the
2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah,
we're not doing that, are we?
No, it's just when the league. That's when the league releases.
Okay, I'm going to be on LinkedIn.
No, you need to be here at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
We'll be on LinkedIn tomorrow afternoon.
We're going to be.
Might be on LinkedIn.
Really, I just like the way.
Take a look at Game
LinkedIn?
7.
Yeah, I just like the way Charles Barkley said LinkedIn. I'm gonna be on LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's pretty cute. He's funny.
322 DGS. I have a bone to pick with our buddy George Rosenthal.
Oh, really?
He represents all technology to me.
Yes,
he's like the ambassador from artificial intelligence and quantum computing. So I'm handling all my mom's business now, and I need to get her a change of address, even though the house is still there. I don't want to keep driving over there and getting her mail, but post office is only open like 2 days a week, and you have to fill it out in person. You have to this, you have to this, you have to this. Anyone who's been to the DMV, anytime you have to register something, how is everything not so ridiculously easy?
I know. I'm going through that myself. I have a change of address that I have to do for our union, and I had to print it out, and I filled it out on May 6th. That's what I dated it as, but I just haven't had the gumption to go down to the post office since then, so it's just been sitting on my desk, and it's like, why in 2024 am I printing something out, filling it out by hand, and then mailing it in with a stamp?
I got a good one for you. My dad has been dealing with life insurance stuff, of course. And so he took this paperwork in, and there was like one more thing that he needed to do. And so the guy at the office was like, okay, so here's what you do. You make an appointment, and then you'll be able to get on this phone call, and then you can just like give the information to us there. And my dad was like, oh, okay, well, I actually have all that information ready to go right now, and I'm here at the office. Can I give it to you? And he's like, no, you have to do it over the phone. Like this, even though I'm going to be and he's like, well, who's going to talk to me on the phone? He was like, it'll be me. I'll be talking to you over the phone.
That's crazy.
And my dad's like, if you're going to be talking to me over the phone and I'm right here in front of you, like we're face to face, a foot away from each other, why can I just not give you all this information now? And he's like, it's got to be over the phone.
It really,
that's how we do it.
Truly is. And I think this is true. I know with customer service, it's true because no customer service wants to talk to you. They don't really want to solve your problems. They just want you to go away. Yep. So they do the whole, like, due to COVID, our wait times have increased. You are caller number 75. It'll be 45 minutes. You can't tell me that's true. It just seems that they have set things up as difficult as they can be. It's, you know what I mean? It really does feel, it feels like a Rube Goldberg thing where it's like, how many different levers can we make these people push? Even before AI, even before all this technology, it always seemed like they were really trying to make you jump through as many hoops as possible.
And customer service used to be tolerable only because companies seemed to have a customer is always right approach to it, right? They used to, like, customer service had to be somewhat okay to you because the company cared if you were happy or satisfied or whatever. And now they're just not. They just don't care anymore because they've realized that the cheapest thing for them and their bottom line is to, when you call complaining about my French fries were cold or whatever, they just need to get you off the phone as quickly as possible. And so they don't actually care if customer service does a bad job, and then you call you email the regional manager and you say customer service did a bad job. They're like, we don't care.
Speaking of computers, Rach, you have a story that millennials are making their big purchases on computers.
Yeah, I thought this was really cute and really accurate to my life anyway. So millennials do everything on their phones, except a lot of millennials have come out on TikTok recently and said, like, I just can't make a big purchase on my phone. That is a laptop task. That is a desktop computer task. We're getting out the big guns to make a big purchase.
Is it a not trusting it, or is it like a lack of respect?
I don't think it's like a lack of respect. To me, it's a carryover from when you were a kid and it's like, okay, let's sit down at the big computer and get something done. Your phone is obviously capable of doing everything your laptop is, but it's just like, we're making a big purchase here. We got to be serious about it.
I get it.
What was your first computer experience? Were you guys desktop people?
Yeah, mm-hmm. we had an old Apple computer that we would just play like very simple games on. And then we got a Gateway Windows 98 in the box that was like spotted like a cow. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that was Encyclopedia Britannica that was on that came like pre-installed. And that
you ever seen your first laptop? You're like, I'm in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Technology that the mind could just not comprehend at that point.
Your eyes give you away. Something inside you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave, I tell you, one of the reasons I respect you, you don't know this, but in St. Louis, the local meteorologists have had today in red for like a week. And, you know, it's this and it's that, and it's going to be horrific. And, you know, get the kids and take them to church. And you just never do that.
No, I never do that. Nope. Even, you know, I mean, if the weather looks awful, I'm basically going to give you the facts, and then you guys make up your mind. I'd hate to tell people that, oh, this is what's going to happen, and we're all going to die, you know, kind of thing. And that's up to each individual. And I do the same thing with snow. Just here's the information.
Dave, when did that start? When did they start pushing you guys on television to do that?
I think I would go back to about 2015. When they started to realize weather was the glue that held everything together.
Yep.
That was why people, you know, it was the circus tent, bringing them into the tent. And there's a lot of pressure for the people who do weather to, you know, if we're going to lead with you, you better hype it up, and the promos better be all hyped up. It was a battle. I have to tell you, it was about a 3-4 year battle to say, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And then the anchors would try to hype it up when they throw to you. And it would be, they did that once or twice. And it was like, oh, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I have done a ton of television, but never hosted. But it seems like just watching local television, which I love local news. It's the coziest thing to me. Weather, and maybe it's always been this way, but weather seems much more important and a lot more time given than sports.
Yes, it's always been that way, but it hasn't really come to the forefront. It's really come to the forefront since about 2015, just not locally, nationally, too. You know, when I was on Good Morning America back in the 80s, weather was like this necessary evil,
huh.
You know, unless it was doing something really weird in New York City. And now it's like, it is the end of the world. I mean, weather's all over the morning newscast and the evening newscast national.
So what's the truth about today and tonight?
All right. It's very quiet right now, other than the fact that it's really windy outside. There's some trash cans blowing around, some lawn furniture. Winds are gusting 35. I think some gusts could easily push 40. We're 91 right now. There's a cold front on the way. The record's 93 from 1941. So we're flirting with that number. Can we hit it? It's getting pretty late in the day, but we're going to be really, really close. There is a tornado watch out in western and west central portions of Missouri right now. The line of storms is basically coming through Kansas City. It goes all the way down into, let's say, northwest Arkansas, portion of Oklahoma. It's not a solid line, but that's where it is. It's also very active up in Iowa right now. That's a cold front coming in. and it will move in fairly quickly, and storms will be fast moving, and they will develop very quickly. They will at least appear to develop very quickly, though they're going to be making the track from western Missouri. And some of these will definitely be severe. So we're talking heavy rain, lightning, strong gusty winds, possibility of hail, possibility of straight line winds up to 70, 80 miles per hour, which is easy to get when we already have almost 40 miles per hour. And there could be some spin-up tornadoes out of this thing. The window of opportunity, it's going to be a big window, is 6 p.m. till midnight. Here in St. Louis, it's really hard to put a timing on this, but I'm going to say any time after 8 o'clock tonight, we're probably living on borrowed time. And again, these things will be very quick. They're not going to last very long in any particular neighborhood, about 20, maybe 30 minutes, and then be gone. Winds will swing to the northwest. And tomorrow we're looking at a dramatic change in temperature. We're 91 now, 79 for the high tomorrow. Most of the day is dry, but there could be a leftover limited thunderstorm. I think anything that really develops tomorrow is way off across southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, and points east. And unsettled weather will kind of stay with us. Thursday, nothing more than a spot thunderstorm. A lot of dry time Thursday, 82. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's kind of a typical holiday weekend. It's not excessively hot, but 84, 85 each day through the holiday weekend. Partly sunny skies will dominate, but each day could bring some scattered thunderstorms, some of these pop-up, fast-moving thunderstorms. No all-day rains, not even close to all-day rains, but it's St. Louis. We pay attention to the weather on a holiday weekend.
Very good. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, donuts for dingers. When the Cardinals hit a home run, only in the Schnucks Rewards app. One in seven Gen Z credit card users are maxed out. This is according to new research from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. By comparison, just 4.8% of baby boomer borrowers and 9.6% of Gen X borrowers have maxed out their credit cards.
What's max? For Gen X, what is a maxed out credit card? Obviously, everybody is different because of how much money they make. But what do you think the average maxed out number is?
Oh, that's an interesting question. And that's probably why Gen Z is maxing out quicker, because they're probably getting their first like $500 credit limit or something like that. But I didn't think
it's so
that way.
Predatory. I never really thought about it, because I was fairly old before my credit scores were good enough to get credit cards. I had a bit of a slow starter there. But like, you go to the ball game and it's like, hey, you want a Cardinal blanket? Just fill it. I mean, it's on colleges, I don't know if they are allowed to do that anymore. But like when I was at Wash U, they were always set up. Hey, sign up for this, sign up for that. Cost you nothing.
Every retail store still wants you to do a credit card of varying
of their
types.
Store.
And they are, of their specific store. And constantly bugging you about it. I count myself very, very lucky that I never fell into that trap.
Good for you.
Or at least I haven't yet. Still time.
At least one person is dead and several more are recovering after their plane was hit by severe turbulence. So you always hear like, don't worry, turbulence never killed anyone. Well, they can't say that anymore. This happened on Singapore Airlines. They had a flight from London to Singapore and it was diverted to Bangkok. There were injuries and one fatality on board. The company did not provide details on the injuries, but in one sudden lurch, the plane's altitude reportedly dropped by almost 700 feet.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
Hey, Dave, Mr. Perfect Credit over here. He's not all he's stacked up to be. Of course, he has multiple cars, as you do when you don't use your credit cards. Mm-hmm. And last night, he took one of his vehicles and then went to the ball game with his dad and friend and then realized as the sun went down, oh, I don't think either of my headlights work. And he was right. Neither of his headlights work. So he drove home with the brights on. And when people would get agitated at him for having his brights on, he would turn his lights off so that they would understand this is my only choice.
Okay. That's another reason you keep a flashlight in the car.
Yeah, I took the Maserati Ghibli out for a spin, and I had.
Don't you hate it when the Maseratis go out?
Yeah, I realized that I hadn't driven it in so long that the headlights had rotted out of the front of it, but the brights still worked, thankfully.
It's those mice. It's the mice in the car. They're
I remember telling
headlights.
My dad.
So what will you do?
I'll get two new headlights and figure out how to put them in.
Really, what will you do?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I'll sit on it because it's I never drive it at night because it's here's what I told him, Dave. It's summertime. It light out until like 9 o'clock.
Just, I don't know. I've never had this thought before. Just put a little pantyhose over each one, and then the brights won't be so bright.
That's not a bad idea.
Ooh, it,
idea.
It probably is, but... It's the best you got.
Yeah.
I want to see Andrew go into the store and buy pantyhose.
Creating a fire hazard
in my car.
You
don't think he has pantyhose?
Yeah, he's got some in the car right now.
Yeah, there's probably plenty in there.
AutoZone.com. How much does it cost to replace a headlight? Replacing the entire headlight assembly can cost as little as $30.
Hey.
I don't even need that. I just need a bulb.
You just need the bulb.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like maximum you're paying $60 if you...
AutoZone will put it in for you.
Yeah, they're great. Or you can just sell
it. You just see what happens.
Yeah, you just wait it out.
Got the tags expired, headlights don't work, there's a mouse running about.
Teach those mice to ride little bicycles.
Yeah, I gotta have them in there. Yeah, I gotta have them in there powering it for me.
All right, back to headlines. You can send mail from France with a smelly stamp. They've revealed a new baguette stamp that smells like a bakery. Ooh. It costs $2.13 in U.S. dollars and can be used on international letters. It features a drawing of a baguette that is also a scratch and sniff sticker.
Wow, remember Scratch and Sniff, Dave, when that first came out?
Yeah, yeah.
They're
still around, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I've never had one where I'm like, this actually smells good. It smells so chemically that it's like,
Something tells me it doesn't smell like a baguette either.
Let's see here. Which story would I like to do? Oh, the portal, the naughty New York City to Dublin portal is back up. Did you guys see this over the weekend? It was Twitter. So they made this portal where you can stand in New York and see people in Dublin looking through the portal as well. It's kind of like a webcam, I guess, but it's huge. And it's very cool. People were having fun with it until an OnlyFans model decided to flash the Dublin crowd from New York. So they shut the portal down for a couple days.
We can't have any fun.
We can't. They've made it to where now if you step up on the portal and obstruct the camera, it will trigger a blurring of the live stream for everyone on both sides of the Atlantic. So if you get up there with your phone and you're trying to film and make a spectacle of yourself, it's just going to cut the feed.
Well, but that means it'll never be on.
Online. Yeah.
Because we're such jackasses, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's just, it's embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like, you just think, surely no one's going to ruin this.
Who's the biggest jackass? Is it a 12-year-old boy, a 19-year-old boy, or a drunk 57-year-old man?
Ooh.
I'm going to put most of the responsibility on the drunk older man.
Yeah, I'll go that way too, Rachel.
You had time to fix that, you know?
But 19-year-olds are just inherently jackasses.
Just hearing the stories from Phoebe?
Yeah, they're just inherently jackasses. You see them out in public and you just know, like Rachel said, They have responsibility, maybe not as much as the 57-year-old man, but you just know when you see him, like, oh, there's you are a jackass, just period.
Dave, when were you at your worst? When were you the most jackassy?
I'm thinking around 10 or 11.
Okay.
I was a problem child for a while because we moved frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah, the witness protection program wasn't as good as it is now.
Sure.
And yeah, I had some problems in like late elementary school, early junior high school, and then I just kind of worked them out.
Dave, you'll get this. I was the same. We didn't move, but I was a weird, anxious little kid. And in some ways, elementary school seemed like life. More than life does now, if that makes sense. Like when you had a crush on someone, it was the love of your life. When the bully was picking on you, you'll never be more scared than that again. You know, you felt all those emotions to the very depth of your core.
Yeah, I can buy that.
No, he doesn't buy it.
He doesn't buy it at all.
I have to think about it a little bit.
Yeah, sure, he's not buying it. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
354 DGS. We have Think Tank coming up next with Kurt Barr and Alvin Reed. Andrew, you changed your stance on deep dish pizza.
Ah, man, I was the number one hater of deep dish pizza.
Okay.
I just didn't like, I feel like I didn't have the good stuff. I don't really like the stuff that they have around here, the inauthentic stuff or the less authentic stuff, maybe to what's in Chicago.
Are we talking like Chicago pizza?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like a Pizza Hut deep dish.
Like a Chicago deep dish, like the authentic deep dish. And then I had Giordano's.
Oh, my favorite. In,
oh, you like it?
It's my favorite.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I found it lumpy and weird and unpleasant.
It is lumpy.
And this friend of my brother's in Chicago, in the course of you know being very nice to my family, they sent us down a two Lou Malnati's like frozen deep dish pizzas, and man, if that changed my whole outlook on what pizza even could be. I mean, it's so good. It's like the crust and then a whole layer of cheese. And then it was a sausage pizza, so it's like an entire...
The only kind of pizza.
The entire, like, it was like a giant flat sausage that was taking up the entire bottom of the pizza, and then all the sausage. It was just incredible. Like, I couldn't stop talking about it while I was eating it. My dad and my wife were like, okay, yeah, we get it. It's good. We all think it's good. I'm like, no, but you don't understand.
Big flat sausage.
It's like a giant sausage, Dad.
Good with Alvin Reed.